sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse there in Gaylord. The smokehouses, I should say. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
Man, I got to tell you, saying the Iron Pig Smokehouses in Gaylord, it brings a big smile to my face. It's so hard to say that. So greatly, greatly appreciate you guys being part of this radio family. I'm having some technical difficulties. There you are. We got you back. Hey, Ian, I wanted to ask you, are we hearing the ramifications yet? Are we seeing any changes in staff's attitude? I've got a couple of reports that some weight people are saying tips are starting to dry up. People thinking that what Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed actually gave them a full living wage, higher minimum wage salary, and therefore people don't have to tip. Are you seeing any of that happening in your two restaurants?
Thankfully, we haven't been seeing any of that just yet. And of course, you know, we're only a week into this new wage law. But so far, I haven't seen any of that yet.
Okay, so everybody's got the message out. I talked about it on the radio when they signed the deal last week, and I explained the numbers. Basically, didn't they go from like $4 an hour to $6? Isn't that the basic bottom line for you and being an owner of a restaurant, what you have to pay your waitstaff now?
More or less. It doesn't jump right away to $6. It stays at 38% this year of the minimum wage. Now, then the minimum wage jumps up. So we're still, I think we're around just under $5 or something like that. So it's not a huge jump. But every year, they take another 2% away from that tip wage. So in 2026, it'll be 40% of the minimum wage, and the minimum wage will again raise. Then the next year, it'll go up another 2%. All the way until it reaches 50% is now going to be the max. Instead of removing the tip credit entirely, they have decided to cap it at 50% and still keep it. So we still have that incentive is in place, but the minimum wage is increasing and the reduction of that tip credit is also going to increase.
Yeah. I think ultimately getting the 50%, like you said, by the year 2031 or something like that.
I think so.
Yeah. Well, here's another example of government overreaching into the private sector. You've been fighting the good fight. There's things happening all over the place. We've got petition drives here in Antrim County to stop a $33 million new jail. You guys went through that process in Otsego.
Yep.
You know, this windmill factory that they want to put these projects all over the place. We're fighting them not just in Hays Township, but now I'm finding out even more expansion going on in Presque Isle County, Sheboygan County, Emmett County. I mean, these guys are just... it's like we've got more fires. I feel like I'm playing that game of whack-a-mole. You know, yeah. we put one out and another one pops up somewhere else. You've got a plan. You've got a lawsuit. You've got things happening to fight a lot of this stuff. We're going to talk about that with you as well as what's going on at the two locations. And wrap up, hopefully, winter soon. And start looking forward to spring. So we've got a lot to talk about this morning. Also, any thoughts that you have you want to talk about, we're going to get to those as well. Text messages are coming in. If you have a question or discussion for Ian Murphy at the Iron Pig, text me at 231-360-5140. We're going to take a short break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
In Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Greatly appreciate the text messages coming in already. very much wanting to know about this Hayes Township windmill project. Give us a update on the legal status. What's going on with that case?
So right here in Hayes Township in Otsego County, there is an 1,100-acre industrial solar plant that is projected to be put in. Our planning commission a couple of weeks ago basically illegally approved an application. So they approved their solar application without actually having some things in place that the state requires, which is all new. It's all part of the Public Act 233 and some other things in PA 233. We're finding that they are very vague and ambiguous. We've seen this before. Back in 1978, the legislature passed a health law to limit the gathering of people for any purpose. It may limit and create procedures. This is what we fought against during the pandemic, was a very vague and ambiguous law that was then used to put in place for curfews and stickers on the floor, masks and vaccines and all these things. So what we're actually finding out is this terribly written law from just 2 years ago, which was implemented this last fall, is very vague, is very ambiguous, and it does several things. But one of the things that it does is it actually gives these developers all the cards, whereas what used to happen is the locals held all the cards, and the developers had to come to the locals, and the locals got to say, well, this is what we want. We want these things to be no taller than X height. We want fences to be this. We need greens here, there, shrubs, trees, all these things. The state has taken that control away from the locals, right? This is what upset everybody when they passed this law. When they wrote the law, then they passed the law, implemented it in November of this last year. To my knowledge, so far, no application has been implemented that has been passed by a local township by the Michigan Public Service Commission. I hope that makes sense. It's so new. I'm trying to find out if any project has been approved by the Michigan Public Service Commission. Now, here in Hayes Township, they approved the application, but they did so without our local planning commission having what's called a CREO, a Compatible Renewable Energy Ordinance. But then the law, Randy, also says that you can have a, quote, workable ordinance. And if you go back and look at the statute, the law that was passed, nowhere in there are the words, quote, workable ordinance. So what we now have again is an executive branch agency, the Michigan Public Service Commission, is now writing law. They took MCL 460.1221 and have now written more words that were not in the original law. This is a problem. This is now writing law from the executive branch, exactly like they did with the Emergency Powers of the Governor Act, exactly like they did with the health law from 1978, which the Iron Pig knocked down as unconstitutional. This is another battle against an executive branch agency that is overreaching and taking so much power. Randy, you probably don't know, and your listeners probably don't know, but townships have 120 days to pass these applications and get this money locally. Otherwise, these developers can do an end around right to the Michigan's Public Service Commission, and then the locals don't get any of that state money. So there's almost a bribe incentive in place for the locals to pass these locally instead of getting end around by the Michigan to the Michigan Public Service Commission. So it's a terribly written law. And we now have a lawsuit filed in Otsego County to challenge Public Act 233 and the Michigan Public Service Commission. And this is vastly different from the huge lawsuit that is going nowhere and is now stuck in basically the Court of Claims that we've talked about before, where several counties in Michigan have joined a lawsuit. But none of them, Randy, are challenging the law. They're challenging the order. They can just turn around and issue another order like they did 85 times during the pandemic.
Sure. Absolutely.
They've got to challenge the law, and that's what we're doing officially now in Otsego County.
And so this, because of it being an Otsego County project is why you chose to file it in the Otsego County court jurisdiction, correct?
It is. So what happens, and this is why we went to the Planning Commission and asked our local Planning Commission to pass this application, even though we knew, my attorney and I and our other plaintiffs, we knew that it was going to be illegal for them to approve the permit. But I went and advocated for them to pass and approve the application, because if they do, that's what gives us the toehold here in Otsego County. Now, if they had denied that application, then the developer, RWE, can do an end around the local planning commission in the county in Hays Township, go directly to the Michigan Public Service Commission and get their application approved there. So we went and advocated for our planning commission, even though they didn't know what we were doing. We went and said, please pass this in order for us to challenge it locally. And that's what I've been saying for the last month, is anywhere that these things are popping up, please pass them. I know it sounds counterintuitive, but local planning commissions need to pass them or approve them, their applications, so we can then challenge them locally versus in the court of claims, which is what basically happened to the other cases. And that's just a swamp. You know, I mean, 32 out of the 35 judges or more are left-leaning. So the court of claims is just not anywhere anybody wants to be with any of this stuff. Pass them locally, then we can challenge them in local court, and that's what we want. Elected officials that we elect locally are going to be the ones that have to answer these questions.
Absolutely. And here's the other component to this. Locally is where it should be heard. This should not go to Lansing. This should not be tied up in courts that are not based locally in these communities where this stuff is taking place.
Well, the other question has to be asked too is, and when you look through this, it again, all the cards are given to the developer. But why did they leave the one little carve out for the locals instead of just saying come directly to the Michigan Public Service Commission to cite these? Because they found out, Randy, the locals don't want these things. So they put this thing in there for 120 days. Imagine me having a law that says my county or my city has to approve my liquor license within 120 days. That never happens. That doesn't happen in zoning. The burden is always on the developer or the business to meet the requirements of the zoning. This is completely the other way around. There's five standards that the state has put out with Public Act 233. Just five standards. You can't go beyond those five standards. But then it also says that you can have a workable ordinance. How can you have both? You can have both. To say nothing of the workable ordinance language is nowhere in the original statute. So there is, I mean, there's an old saying. When your opponent is making a mistake, don't interrupt them. And that's exactly what they've done, again, is passed a terrible law that we're going to blow holes through within this next week. What we're waiting on is for RWE to officially be served with this lawsuit in Chicago. It should happen today. It should have happened yesterday. But once people understand the arguments that we make, it's very clear that Public Act 233 is in very big trouble. Did I lose you?
Ian, I'm sorry. When the decision is basically decided here locally in Otsego County courts, this basically becomes legal precedent then that can be utilized across the entire state of Michigan. Is that a correct statement?
That is, but moreover, what it's doing is it's challenging the statute, the state statute. So it's not a local statute, it's a state statute. And here's the thing, too, is we've included a memo, an order from St. Clair County Health Department stating that these solar plants are not good for the health and welfare of their constituents in St. Clair County. Now, here's the thing. The sun is ubiquitous. It's everywhere. It's not just in St. Clair County. It's here in Otsego. It's in every county. So there's that too. The sun, so natural gas and oil is under the ground, right? So that's another argument that people try and make. Well, what about, you know, oil and gas rights and stuff like that? The state has siting permissions over that. Correct. That's in the ground. The sun is above ground.
So right.
These things can be challenged in any county or any township that has the ability to pass either CREOs or can pass an application. They need to do it, and then anybody that wants to challenge that development, we can now challenge in their local home jurisdiction. That's the key to the whole thing, is keeping it locally, and then these arguments can be played out in any jurisdiction across the state.
Right, absolutely. Well, pretty interesting, and here's the other thing. As you go forward with this, of course, it takes resources, it takes money, your attorney working with you. This is why one of the main reasons, people, we ask you to go to the Iron Pig and support them. If you're going to be in the Gaylord area, you got a lot of restaurants to choose from. When you go to Gaylord, there's no question. You got to check out the new South location. You got to continue to service downtown, visit with downtown location as well. But basically, this is how this works. If people come to the restaurant, they buy food there, they take carry out there, we, the people, can keep your business profitable and keep this battle going, because that's basically what it takes. And short of that, I'm sorry, but that's what basically our listeners have to do.
Yeah, it is. And listen, I want to make sure that people know that this isn't just me, you know, being litigious. This is myself and three other property owners, mainly in the Hays Township area right here in Otsego County. So all of these people have standing. I have standing. They can come put one. I'm not in Hays Township, but I'm in a neighboring Bagley Township. If they can do it in Hays Township, again, the sun is everywhere. If they can do it in Hays, Otsego County Planning Commission also has jurisdiction over my Bagley Township. So if it can happen in Hays, it's the same ordinance or lack of ordinance in my township as well.
Sure.
So it's not just Ian, you know, from the Iron Pig that is doing this. It's myself and a couple other property owners, and we are looking for additional plaintiffs in Otsego County as well. So we want to bring as many people to the table that we can to show them, listen, this is not going to happen in our backyard the way that you think it's going to.
Yeah,
it's that simple.
And Kristen Marcus, former Antrim County Commissioner, ran for state rep in the 105th, said that is a good point, that other counties can do this, but they have to do it in their local communities. They can't be a part of your Otsego County lawsuit. They have to do it in their own communities.
That is correct. So basically what we're looking for right now is any of these developments, where they're at in the process of their application with said zoning authority, because it can be townships, it can be counties as well, it can sometimes even be cities if they're large enough. So we're looking for the developer, what jurisdiction they have, if it's a township or if it's a county, and what part of the process that they're pre-planning, or if the application is before that authority, or if it's been approved or denied.
Yep.
That's what we're now looking for, is other places that we can plant our flag.
Yep.
And we can basically storm the castle. That's what we want to do.
Absolutely. Give the hours real quick for breakfast brunches. We've had people contact us, wanted to know those. When are those happening there at the Iron Pig Smokehouses?
So we do breakfast on the weekends. Saturday, we do breakfast from 8 a.m. to about noontime. Sunday, we do brunch 8 a.m. to 2, and then we're open 11 to 10 o'clock every other day.
Very good. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Appreciate you, sir. Keep fighting the good fight. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you as always, brother.
Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team.